This is the Mark and Carey podcast.
Neil Cole, who is coming for a conference here in Northwest Arkansas, coming up on August 24th through the 26th, also is the author of the book Organic Church, joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're really excited to talk to you about some things that kind of came up in the book. But first of all, I'd love to just kind of hear your story of how this all kind of came about for you.
Yeah. Did you grow up in the church?
No, I didn't become a Christian until college. At university, I gave my life to Christ, and things changed and never went back. And I was a part of a huge church in the Southern California area, a mega church, and eventually went on staff with that church. But one thing happened. The pastor of that church, who was very dynamic, a great teacher, he took another church just about 25, 30 miles away, and the church went from 3,500 to 600 in a year with his absence. And that was kind of an eye-opener for everyone, that the church was based on his personality. Shortly after that, I became a pastor of what I jokingly call a real church. For 8 years, I pastored a church in Southern California here and really enjoyed it, loved the people. It was a good family church. And we started church planting, and we were sending off many people to start churches, as many as we can, but many of those churches would not make it, and ones that did make it wouldn't multiply. And I knew that we could not reach the world and fulfill the Great Commission if we weren't going to multiply, and that was a sore spot for me. So I kept trying to find ways to see things multiply, and eventually we began to see disciples multiply using something called life transformation groups, which was planting the gospel and the word of God into people's lives and seeing them change from the inside out. And they would just spontaneously reach out to their friends with the same way. And we began to see one group become four, become eight. And with that, I began to see church differently, not as an event that takes place on Sunday or as a organization, but as a seed that's planted in soil and grows and reproduces and bears fruit. And it led us ultimately to change the way we did everything.
Hmm. Well, it seems like even like these life groups, because we talk about church and you think, automatically the word that comes to our head when you think church is large groups of people, and you're talking about like one or two people at a time. Did that kind of just shift the way you thought about ministry?
Oh, yeah. And you know, I don't want to make it sound like it happened overnight. This is probably a 10-year to 12-year span of learning and making lots of mistakes along the way. But the reality is, if Jesus never told us to start a church or lead a church, he told us to make disciples. And the goal really is to make disciples that make disciples that make disciples. And the byproduct of all of that is church. Disciples will want to exist in family, and that's what church is meant to be. It's not meant to be a once-a-week event. It's meant to be a spiritual family on mission together. So it starts with the disciples, and ultimately your church is only as good as her disciples. If you have a real quality worship service with good music and laser lights and fog machines, it doesn't mean you're the best church in town, even if the most people go to your service. Your church ultimately is evaluated by the quality of her disciples. And if they're just an audience, then it's not really a healthy church.
There's a line, and when I got a chance to sit down and read the book last weekend, that has, it's haunted me because it's really caused me to think about it often. But on page 95, you said, "What we draw them with is what we draw them to." And you alluded to that just a moment ago, but flesh that out for us a little bit. What's your biggest concern for the way we do church here in America?
Well, for one thing, church has become a place where we offer spiritual goods and services to a massive market of consumers, and that's just not what Jesus came to build. So this idea that we'll draw people with a better worship service means that what we'll do is we'll have a church full of consumers looking for spiritual goods and services, and we've got to keep that beast satisfied every week. And it's an unending chain of hard work, lots of effort to produce an audience of people. That is not what Jesus came and died for and rose rose from the dead for. Really, church is meant to be a family on mission together. So if your strategy for your church is to have more attractive buildings, more attractive worship services, and draw more people to your event, then you're going to have to keep providing that over and over and over again. And there are going to be others in town that are going to provide that, and that's going to be a competition for you because you've aimed your success. Your bullseye is having more people. And there's only a limited market share of people who are going to be interested in a worship concert and a sermon every week. And so basically church people are competing with one another over that small market share. I think what we need to do is change our understanding of church to see it as a family on mission together and plant the seed of the gospel. Instead of planting churches, let's plant Jesus and let Jesus build his church like he said he would.
We're talking to Neil Cole. He's written a book, really intriguing book called Organic Church, for a lot of people, especially who may have just kind of grown up in the traditional American church experience. It really brings up a lot of questions about what we do, why we do it, the way we do it. And a lot of it has to do with the definitions that we've come up with for what a Christian is versus what the Bible really speaks to and what we call church and what the Bible really says is and who is the church. I'm curious, you talked a little bit in there about the whole concept of house churches. And I thought you were going to automatically just kind of go down that road, but really you kind of leave a window open to this thing can kind of look a variety of different ways. And maybe even there's a difference between what you're proposing in house churches, where sometimes it's just about let's build a family that we all want to be around together. And it's really centered around that. Just, we want to be family.
Yeah, no, I was never driven to just do house church. I think Jesus loves his bride, and his bride comes in all different sizes, shapes, and colors, and it's not just one model. This is not a model approach. It's not organic church is not a model. It's a mindset. It's a way of relating to God, one another, and the world. And so for us, it's never been just about house church. And so I've written other books since Organic Church that address that. Church 3.0 is a book I wrote that talks about all different size meetings. So it goes beyond just a 12 to 15 meeting in a home, which would be a typical house church. And all the different reasons why different size group meetings are important. But I think it starts with the smaller. All multiplication begins in the micro. You began as a zygote, a human zygote, a single cell that was fertilized, and then it began to multiply. That's how all multiplication begins. So it begins with a disciple. If you can't reproduce disciples, you'll never reproduce leaders. If you can't reproduce leaders, you'll never reproduce churches. And if you can't reproduce churches, you won't see a movement. It begins by planting a seed in a person's life. And we've made it more about the big show on Sunday than about the disciple. And we think that if people attend church, they're going to grow. And statistics show us that is not the case, never has been. We've been duped. We've got to get back to making disciples, which is what Jesus talked about. And then we can have spiritual families of 12 to 15. And we may also have larger congregations of 150 or 200 or maybe 10,000. It begins, though, with the micro. That's the idea. Now, there's a new book coming out in September called Church Transfusion, which is about how to release organic life in an established church. So we're never against the church being more established or traditional, but what we are against is a church that's infertile, that will not reproduce.
I was curious about that because I thought, so if I'm a person who's been in a traditional church experience, kind of what you've talked about, where it's really been about what happens on a Sunday morning and, you know, how smooth everything comes together and all the programs that are offered to make me as a consumer feel good. And there's something in me that, man, I hear you talking and you're like, oh, I've duped myself. I've bought into thinking that's what church is. So now what do I do?
Yeah. Well, it really begins with the gospel, and the gospel is pretty clear. Whoever wants to come after me, Jesus said, must pick up his cross die every day and follow me. And that's really step one right there. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Be willing to do whatever he asks of you. Go wherever he asks you to go. Do whatever he asks you to do. And really, we can summarize the entire movement that we've seen into a simple sentence. Listen to Jesus and do what he says. And that's true for all Christians. If all followers just listen to Jesus and do what he says, suddenly now Jesus is the head and the body responds to him. And we've got to stop controlling people and hurting people and pushing people into the same stamp all the time with the same brand and just let Jesus be the head of the church. So in Church Transfusion, there are several chapters that talk about what's necessary from a leader's point of view to change in order to release organic life in a church. And it doesn't mean that you're no longer the same church you were before, except that, you know, we all have to die every day to who we were so Jesus can rebirth something new. That's true. But the bottom line is there are ways to see change happen in a group. And I don't think it's a wholesale, once the leader establishes a new program, everything changes. Really, it begins with a few that catch the vision and begin to do the work, and then it multiplies and spreads. And we believe that suddenly a godly jealousy, as it talks about in the Bible, will be stirred in some of the other people's hearts, and they'll want to be a part of it as well. So that's a new book that comes out in September called Church Transfusion.
We're talking to Neil Cole. If you want to find out more about this, there's a special conference coming up August 24th through the 26th. It's going to be hosted by Pleasant Street Church of Christ in Springdale, and we'll put some more details online as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for making time to share a little bit with us. I'm curious, as you have shared this, what do you find as the, what's the biggest pushback that you run into?
You know, I've been doing this for a while now, and we've kind of gotten to the point where we have a lot of good, solid biblical answers for objections. In fact, I wrote a whole, the Church 3.0, every chapter is one of the most common questions I get asked and the answers to it. And what ends up happening is people realize it's better to ignore me than to challenge me. And so lately I have not gotten as much pushback. There are people who don't like what I have to say because it threatens their security in the establishment, but the institution basically. But I don't get a whole lot of pushback as I used to. I used to get a lot more. But normally the pushback I would get is people would label us a cult or a heresy and never explain really why, and just forget about it. But the reality is that there's a lot of solid. You basically can't get very far in the New Testament and not see church as a small family meeting in a home on mission together. And you can't. That's throughout church history, and it's working throughout the world. So, what's a strange new phenomenon is the kind of church that you go to on Sunday morning that we're used to. That's a new thing. If you go back to the ancient world, you'll find that church being organic is what Jesus talked about and what Paul did, and it's what's in the book of Acts. So it becomes hard to argue in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, the book was a great read, and I appreciate you taking some time in your schedule to visit with us, too.
Oh, it's my privilege, and I look forward to being out there in a short time.